down the Colorado River.
The Roaring Fork Valley depends on healthy rivers. Sixth grade students at Glenwood Springs Middle School are here to tell you why it is important to save our rivers.
Hi, I'm Edder.
I'm Darden.
And I'm Roman.
And we're from the Glenwood Springs Middle School.
Today we will explain to everyone out there how you can tell if a river is healthy or not.
It is a very strange way, but it is very accurate.
The way you can determine this is by macroinvertebrates.
There are certain bugs that can only be in extremely clean water. They are very picky.
And others that live in the dirtiest water on the planet, or the cleanest water. Those are not very picky.
We can all see if a river is healthy or not. If you find the green section of macros, the river is clean. If you find the yellow section of macros, it means the river is somewhat healthy. If you find the red section of macroinvertebrates, it means the river is very dirty. You can find the color of bugs at googlescholar.com.
If the river is dirty, we can all make a change. We can start picking up trash.
Did you know that when it rains, all the trash on the ground flows with the water and it flows into the river?
That's how rivers get dirty.
We can all save the river. We all care about the river.
Yes, we are paddling down the Colorado River.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Middle School, the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.